Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm so excited. I have the opportunity of introducing you to Natalie Dawson. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited. We actually met, even though we don't remember this. I think it was 2018, you said?
Yes, 18, 19, one of the two.
Yeah. Russell was speaking on stage down there, and obviously at the 10X event and Grant Cardone's event. It was tons of fun. I remember that event very, very well. It was tons of fun. And now you started there. And from there, basically, now you actually are the co-founder of Cardone Ventures. And one of the main things we're going to spend a whole bunch of time talking on right now is this whole idea as far as teamwork. Mm-hmm. And setting up a culture to really scale your business. I think that's an exciting thing these days, especially as companies grow and scale. And so with that being said, let's just dive right in.
Let's do it.
All right, Natalie, if you take a look at it, what are some of the main things that you're working with your team on as far as this whole idea, as far as teamwork? Teamwork's a pretty general topic, but people want to, what I really need to be doing?
Yeah. You know, teamwork is interesting because a lot of times people have these conjured up ideas of a raw, raw cheerleader environment, or you go back to some high school or early junior high year where you're thinking about a team group project. And when I probably named this sillyly, like I was not having a marketing brain when I thought through this whole scheme. My idea was, my maiden name was Workman. So I had this great idea that I was going to do these four series of books. One was going to be Teamwork. That was a play on my last name. One was going to be Work Woman, which is actually the name of my podcast. And there was going to be Hard Work. And I had this whole thing planned out. And then I went and got married. So this work thing just like has still kind of stuck, but it should probably be named something different because teamwork is what I'm talking about, is more around how do you build a high performance culture? How do you go from having a potentially average culture? You're a business owner who might have anywhere between 5 to 10 employees. That's the average amount of employees for the traditional business in the United States. How do you go from average employees where you're maybe not happy with the fact that they show up late or they give you attitude or they cause real problems for you on a day-to-day basis, and measure that against, wait, I have these aspirations to truly grow and scale my business, but man, all of these employee problems, if I have 10 employees now, I can only imagine how many employee problems I'm going to have at this rate if we were to have 50 or 100 employees. And so I predominantly teach, like, how do you hire these people? What is the criteria that you are looking at in the interview process, in the onboarding process, to ensure that there's actual alignment with this brand new human being to your mission as a business owner that's going to actually represent the brand and all of the money that you spend on marketing when the client actually experiences your business, to how do you help them grow and actually achieve their goals through working with you? And if they're not doing both the brand promise piece and hitting their own goals, how do you somewhat peacefully get them out of the environment and move on to the right fit?
Love that. I think it's that right fit is one of the main things everyone's always struggled with. And it's interesting to take a look at, I was talking with a couple of people around this area, and just how you look at different businesses and how the attitude, the atmosphere, the environment there changes everything for businesses. And it changes everything for the employees, where a person would leave. I think for us, it's been one of the funnest things at ClickFunnels. We've had so many people who have been here for 4, 5, 6, 7 years just because of the culture. And I think that's a key element there. So if you don't mind, can I help people understand what do they need to be paying attention to? What do they need to be looking at to grow and scale like that?
For sure. So just for a little bit of context, Cardone Ventures started 3 years ago. We had 0 employees. And over the last 36 months, we've hired about 180 team members. And right now we have stabilized 115. So I'm not sure what the backwards math on that is, but somewhere around, I've fired about 60 people over the course of 3 years. So I would consider myself an expert at figuring out what not to do and what things to look out for. But the biggest one that is seemingly obvious, but that very few business owners actually do, is really get clear on, first, if I'm a business owner, do I have goals? And if I do have goals, what are they? And are they shared with our team? So once the business owner has established, I am unlike my competitors in that I am not okay with just doing $3 million year over year. I want to go from $3 million this past year to doing $6 million this upcoming year. Okay, now that I've established that I want to go from 3 million to 6 million, if I don't surround myself with people who are equally goal-oriented and who are interested in figuring out all of the opportunities in our existing business to have that growth take place, I'm going to be frustrated because then I'm the one that's responsible for all the growth. And in order to have that much growth as a business owner, you do need a team. And so when you're interviewing people, it's obvious to ask somebody, what are your goals? But how are we really listening to what that response is? If a team member to us tells me in an interview, oh, you know, maybe I'd like to lead a team one day, or, you know, I haven't really thought about it. And the answer is so fluffy and not really relevant to that team member and isn't really clear, there is no way that if that person doesn't care about their goals, that they're going to all of a sudden walk into my environment and care about mine. It's just impossible. And yet we allow this every single day because first off, we don't ask people what their goals are. Most business owners, you know, I try to initially come down hard on the team members, but it's actually the business owners. Most business owners don't even share the goals of where they want their organization to go. So how on earth would a team member just magically know that that was important in that environment? Because it's not likely that they were in an environment previously that had goals in it. Like your prior team member's career experience is not likely to have been part of some high growth startup or some significant growth dental practice that they were working at prior to working with you. And so when you start thinking about where they came from, they're assuming that your opportunity as a business owner is similar to their last one. Well, you have to check that at the door to recognize and to share with them, oh, this is not like the previous place that you were at. Unlike there, we are looking to 2x over the next year or 3x over the next year. So knowing that this is our goal, what are your goals over the next 5 years? That's always an interview question I ask in the first interview. And if somebody isn't clear about that, and it's not something that's significant enough that's outside of what their current resume is sharing with me, then it's a hard pass because I know that they're just magically not going to show up and be goal oriented just because they're in the 10X community.
I love that. I think no matter what business you have, that whole concept of having a goal for all of your employees so they know where they're going, that makes a huge, that just helps you feel like you're part of something that matters. It's something that matters. As you're growing and scaling and doing your job, it actually is going to grow the business. It's going to get everything that you're working on to help change and bless the lives of whoever those customers are. So I love that idea. What's the second one?
Man, I'm so used to just like hammering onto the goal piece. I would say having clear incentives for your team. So they're in the environment. You have clarity on what your business goals are. You have clarity on what their goals are, but what do they do every single day that gets them closer to those goals? Most businesses, and I've dealt with thousands of business owners, this has actually been the most shocking thing to me through Cardo Ventures for the past 3 years, is I just assumed that business owners look at their financials every single month. That's the responsible thing to do. I didn't think that it was possible. Like it was mind blowing to me that it was possible for people to just run their business off of tax returns or to maybe look at it quarterly and not have it be monthly. That's just always how we've run our businesses. And so when you don't have this financial discipline in place in your business, you feel like a fraud when you're telling your team members, hey, you can achieve your goals here, but then you don't actually know what financial levers to pull in your business because you don't look at your financials. And so looking at your financials, having to sit down every single month to say, okay, let's look at how much money every single person is making across the board. And one of the criteria I look at every month with our controller is, are people's people payouts going up, or are they staying the same, or are they going down? I know that if over 6 months, someone's incentive payout is going down and down over 6 months, that they're going to be disengaged. Everybody becomes disengaged when they're making less money. If the target is clear and if it's achievable, then they should be taking the activity to get closer to that. And so across the board, my rule is every team member has an incentive compensation plan where they understand when they wake up that morning, the exact things that they need to do in order to be able to make more money.
I love that because they can actually tie goals to that.
Totally. And if you don't have goals though, you're not really going to put the work in to hit the targets. And then the whole thing just falls apart.
So when you look at the goals, what, how deep are you going into the goal planning and setting with all the employees as well as yourself and your team?
You know, we are going pretty deep on the goal piece. And the reason for that is when I was first, so I am now married to my husband, but I worked in his company prior to us dating. And I was 20 years old. I was in college while I was working there. And my manager asked me what my personal, professional, and financial goals were. And at the time I felt so silly for writing these goals down. I mean, I was probably making $10 an hour at the time. And I was driving a 1993 Buick Century. And I was so embarrassed by this car that I was driving, but I knew that I had this ambition and I knew that there was this excitement, but I felt silly writing it down, but she made me do it anyway. That was just part of the process. And so by sharing with her, you know, I'd love to be able to travel for work. It blew my mind back then that people paid money to go on an airplane, not for a vacation, that they actually would work. I'm like, why can't they just work in their physical location? Why would you need to travel? I didn't understand it, but I put it as one of my goals. So across those three categories, personal, professional, and financial, I wrote out each of my goals for 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years. And now looking back at it, I'm so thankful that I had somebody who cared enough about me in this leadership role. She was definitely my boss, but she felt like my coach. And that is what we instill in our leaders here in our organization, but also for business owners. How do you become a coach instead of a boss? And in order to coach somebody, you actually have to know the things that are relevant to them. And some team members aren't very comfortable sharing those things because, quite honestly, it's probably the first time they've ever been asked what their personal, professional, and financial goals are. And in certain cases, I'm okay with them not sharing every single detail of every single goal that they have. But I do need to know, in your guys' language, like the hook, like what is the thing that is actually relevant and like leverage for them to remember why they're working hard and why they're putting hours in. What is that thing? Is it because you want to retire your family? Is it because you're looking to be relevant? Is it like whatever that is for you? And it's different. I've had thousands of these PPF conversations now. It's different for every employee. But if you don't get that information, you're really at a loss for how to fix and correct behavior without just coming across as being a jerk. Most people, most bosses come across as, oh, you know, I'm just writing my team because I need these things done. Well, not really. You're writing your team because there's a goal for the business. And ideally, there's a goal for that person to be on time and to go the extra mile and to be excited about the work that they're doing so that they're getting closer to their goals.
I think that's such a critical thing. I think as I take a look at scaling and growing any business, all employees have the goals associated with their job, but also the things they have outside. Mm-hmm. And when those can be parallel, it's amazing to see how fast both these goals are actually able to be achieved. And more importantly, just how you feel like you're connected to that. So I'm kind of curious, as you look and work with people, are you doing goals inside of work as well as outside of work, or is it just only the focus currently on what they're doing?
It is inside and outside. And again, that's it's a difficult HR line. Especially I advise our clients, you know, the ones who are operating out of California, it's very difficult to have conversations. It's a very litigious state. So if you're operating in California, tread lightly. But, you know, I think people will, we've never had a lawsuit or any sort of issue with an employee saying this company pried too much into my personal life and all the things that would scare a business owner about it. Like we've done this. And with our clients, thousands of our clients, we implement the same process and we've never once had some sort of issue like that because it comes from such a good place. And I think people recognize that. Will there be the one-off instance? I'm sure. But as it relates to, I just totally lost my train of thought.
As it relates to things in work as well as outside of work?
In work and outside of work. You know, it's not work and life. It's one. You have one life and you happen to work in that life. And so I'm asking our team, you know, what are your health related goals? And we create challenges internally in order to make sure that they're actually able to achieve those health related goals here in the organization. We're asking them about whatever they're willing to share in their personal lives that would be comfortable for us. But I like to share the story about Brandon, who's my husband, and Mr. 10X himself, Grant. When we first partnered with Grant, Brandon was 35 pounds heavier than he is today. And on a podcast, a live podcast on YouTube, Brandon stood up and Grant was still sitting down in his studio in Miami. And when Brandon stood up, Grant proceeded to grab Brandon's stomach and say, "Dude, what's up with this?" Like pointing out like he was a little chunky at the time. And although I'm not suggesting that you should ever, you know, grab your employees' stomachs, what Grant was doing was being a coach and really pointing out that thing that was holding Brandon back in that moment. And it doesn't have to be weight related, but when you recognize in a person that, man, their hot temper is the thing that holds them back from really being able to elevate because people don't trust them. When you're as a coach able to have that conversation because you know where the person wants to go and aspires to be, you have to have those more difficult conversations. When we fly our whole team across the country every other weekend for an event, I have to know, hey, if your significant other is important to you, I need to know that because I need to remind you, hey, have you sent her flowers, or have you placed that Amazon order for him so that it's easier for him this weekend to make a meal without you being there? Whatever those little things are, you have to know those things because your team has a life outside of work. They're not robots. And I'm not talking about work-life balance, but I am encompassing the whole human. And I find that human beings recognize that when you're able to actually understand and acknowledge that, you know, they have this life outside of work and you care about those things.
I appreciate that. I think it's one of the critical things whenever you're looking at scaling and growing your business, you have to understand it goes beyond just the hours you have them in the office or working wherever they might be. I've had such an exciting thing to see our employees who've gotten so excited to share all the things they're doing as part of their life outside of the office. And I mean, Slack gets blown up on different things and their different channels and stuff. But I think the part that's most exciting to me is I take a look at people setting goals and going out and achieving them. They like to share them. It was fun. Russell was just, again, classic example as far as a goal goes. He's been a wrestler his whole life. Mm-hmm. And it was funny. We were sitting there talking. He actually took all the last week off being in Vegas to be wrestling at his new life, basically, at the age he's at right now, because he's like, I want to get back to this. And so he did it last year and he was there doing this year. And again, he cut his eye and with wrestling and different things happen. But again, it's all about having those goals and those goals that were outside of ClickFunnels, but actually were a part of it, because he's talked so much about all the things that have happened with wrestling throughout his whole life, the impact it's had on ClickFunnels, the impact it's had on his family, the kids, you know, his two older kids have been involved in wrestling. And I think it's an important thing to realize that the goals that you have, they impact your entire office as you share, I'm achieving different things. May not just be here at the office. There's other goals that I'm achieving outside of the walls here. And yeah. I think it's an important part to realize that as you get good at achieving goals on a regular basis, you start achieving them at the office as well as outside, and everything, it creates so much momentum. It creates so much energy, so much excitement, and other people get behind you and they're like, hey, I'd love to talk to you about this. And hey, let me get involved. Or all of a sudden you start having, from a marketing standpoint, it's been funny just to see all of a sudden he starts talking about wrestling. And now he's got people who wrestle are now, from a marketing standpoint, feel more connected to him. And it's like, oh yeah, what about this and this? I remember I was in high school, I was in college, I was doing this. And so now that becomes part of the story. And I think it's a critical thing that your employees understand that you're more than just what happens inside of the office. Yeah. And as they see that you have a real life outside, mm-hmm. that is what provides a whole bunch of excitement for them to realize, listen, I can be here at work, but I can also be doing these other things as well. So I think that's a great idea.
Yes, it's something that as business owners can wrap their minds around. It all of a sudden forces the question, well, why would somebody who's really goal-oriented want to work for me? And to what you're talking about with Russell is known as somebody who sets goals, but he doesn't keep them private. He shares them with a lot of people. And it's terrifying. I'm sure people assume that that's not scary for Russell to do, but it is anybody who at that level is sharing with you something that they've never been able to do before, but that they want to do is nerve-wracking. But it also attracts people who want to do that for themselves. But a lot of business owners just won't share those goals. And so then they're asking their team to share these goals, but the trust hasn't been built there because, well, why would I care about you being my coach if I don't want to be where you are? And so as you have those goals, how do you go about sharing them? How do you go about placing those things on social media saying, hey, one of my goals is a date night with my wife every week. And then you capture and document the date night, whatever that is, you become known as somebody who sets goals and achieves goals, shares them publicly. And then you're getting access to this different level of talent because high performers want to be around other high performers, including the CEO, the founder, the owner of the business.
No, I love that. I think that, for me, as I've taken a look at like the 75-day challenge, I remember going through that and seeing the impact it's had on so many people. And it's fun for me to see that when you start, again, you're talking about the social side of it, where all of a sudden it's on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you might be, as you're sharing those goals being reached, people go, if they're reaching those goals, what are the other goals they're reaching? I think it's important from a leadership standpoint that you get your goals out there, that people see that you actually can do these things. And so as you're holding them accountable to it, it makes much more sense.
For sure. Well, and as a business owner, your professional goals really are the goals of the business. Like your professional and likely financial targets is early on businesses should like have hyper-focus on this. As you get bigger, you can focus less on having the business be the main thing that's the financial thing, right? You might put your money away in investments and start doing other things with it. But at first, like your blood, sweat, and tears is going into this business, but your professional and your financial goals are intrinsically tied with this thing succeeding. And yet the miss on ever sharing with somebody, what's the vision for where it wants to go? Like, how do you clarify and make it so evident and obvious to every single person? Hey, we're at $2 million in revenue right now, and our target over the next 10 years is to get to 20. It changes the entire dynamic of the office because instead of being okay with doing things the way that you are and just accepting bad behavior or attitude or issues that arise, it becomes about this bigger thing. It's not just the moment. You're building into something, and just having that picture and communicating it with your team members will allow you to hold people accountable in a way that you can't devoid of it.
I really appreciate that. I can tell you now, when I take a look at ClickFunnels, when we first started, first 5 years, the whole idea was got to triple the first 2 years and double the next three. And I remember everyone knew, I mean, I talked about that all the time. I remember the second year we had to triple, and it was literally, my family was up in, we were at a ski resort around here, and it was the 30th of December, and I'm still working at it. We were so close. And sure enough, we hit that on the 30th. So the 31st was a great day, but we hit that tripling. And it was important to make sure that people, I conveyed that out to other people. And I think it's an important thing as you're sharing goals with people and seeing that you can actually achieve them, that's where people want to follow you. They, as a leader in your own business, it's a great thing for them to see, look what they're doing. And it's much easier to hold other people accountable to it when you're doing the same thing.
So true. So true.
Well, I appreciate so much all this whole idea as far as the impact of goals on your business, as well as on helping grow and scale your employees. Any parting words?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on. We had this conversation a little bit offline, as I dove into all of the ClickFunnels books, all the experts books, I have them somewhere here in my desk. They're literally just like typed away. I took over this marketing department in February, and I had our whole team go through. We started with Expert Secrets. I think we did them out of order. I didn't realize there was an order. I was just like to the trilogy and then executing on it. I think we did Experts and then .com and then Traffic Secrets. This month's is Traffic Secrets, but it's been such a joy to watch and to understand the science of marketing mixed with the art of marketing in a way that's really palatable and understandable for somebody who doesn't come from that world, isn't clear on how that all functions. It all kind of seems like magic and smoke and mirrors. And so I really appreciate the work that you've done in order to kind of help codify these things and help business owners, because I feel like what I do with people is what you guys do with marketing. It's like, how do we make a system for people? How do we take them from, okay, what does the onboarding look like? What is the whole process of developing them and giving them promotions? And how do you have these conversations? And it's cool to know that there are other people out there who are like, there just needs to be a system in place. Like, as long as I can follow from step one all the way to step 20, like, I'm going to be good. A lot of people will fall out on step two or step three, but knowing that there's a system is like, okay, I can enter into this. I can learn this. And it's not crazy scary. It's not demystifying. It's just the follow the process. So those would be my only last words.
I appreciate that. For those of you guys who are trying to get Russell's books, secretstrilogy.com obviously is where we highly recommend you go. They can get all three of them, secretstrilogy.com. Natalie, you mentioned also that you've got a book that was talked about this, and that was?
Yes, my book is called Teamwork. You can find it at cardoventures.com/teamwork. And it's where I go through, how do you create a mission statement? How do you solidify your vision statement? How do you clarify your team's goals so that you can build a plan for them to either achieve those through working with you or help them go ideally work for your competitors and go do that in somebody else's environment, but have your team really be protected with their energy and with their contribution for what you're trying to build.
Awesome. Well, Natalie, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And we'll have to get together one of these days again.
For sure. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. See ya.
All right. I hope you absolutely loved all that we just went through. I think the cool thing for me is, as I take a look and think of all the things that 100% of the people who have had success, they all have this one thing in common, and that is they all actually built a funnel. So we decided we'd actually release how people can actually do this. So you can go to yourfirstfunnel.com. And it basically shows everyone how to create your first funnel. If you take a look at all the cool free things that are included in this huge list, is a great thing when you start taking a look at what are the things you want to do when you're building your own business. But definitely you want to go to yourfirstfunnel.com. Here you'll see Russell, where he literally goes through all of the details in this amazing video there. In addition to that, he goes through and we actually give this massive overview of all the free stuff. So realize, if this is your first time to try ClickFunnels, you actually get 30 days free. In the past, it's always been 14 days. You get 30 days right now. Plus, you get 14 days of live coaching, plus Russell's 30-day book. I love this book. This is one of my favorites because it actually goes through where you can see 30 other people in different industries, what they would do if they had to start from scratch. And it's like 520 pages, or I mean, just crazy. And they actually send you the book. Plus, the Funnel Hacker Cookbook, which is just an awesome thing. I remember actually going through all that with Russell in our little kitchen here in the office. But the cool part is he actually goes through every single tiny little thing that you could do. And it's like a cookbook where you just add it into your page that you're building, in your funnel, all that stuff. Plus, 102 insane, done-for-you, ready-to-go funnels. So you can just hit the ground running today. And that's where, again, these are existing funnels. You can just plug them in. Plus the free headline generator software, which is just awesome because it actually helps you create the headlines, which is so hard for most of us. In addition to that, you get a free list building secrets training, which goes through all the things as far as how do you build your list. So yeah, you got the headline, but now you also have to have the list of where you're gonna go. We're trying to get everyone to get that the first 1,000 people within the first 30 days. Plus Tony Robbins' private collection, 7 of Tony's trainings. Obviously I just adore Tony, and the stuff that he's provided for all businesses is just amazing. So you want to see that. Plus, you also get Dan Kennedy's herd building training seminar, which is one of my favorites. I absolutely love working with Dan and seeing the stuff that he's done. That was one of my favorite ones. Plus, you also get ClickFunnels Funnel Hacker t-shirt. All this stuff is free. And I just want to make sure that you understand that we want you to go to yourfirstfunnel.com. And that way you can actually see it and go through it, see what's there. And we just want to make sure you guys are having success. So we'll talk to you soon.